boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It is time to celebrate. And with that, we say, Caw! We should have said 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Caw! You're just tuning in, and you're like, what the heck are they doing? Well, I don't really know what we're
How
doing.
How did we get here? Man, what a journey. Yesterday, we were talking about how the top 100 places to live in the United States came out, and doggone it, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City made it. Cedar Rapids at number 33, I believe. Iowa City at number 31. And we're like, we got to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You suggested first that we do a group scream.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that would be translating as emergency.
It would. And it didn't want everyone to be calling, like, you know, the cops or thinking it was an actual emergency. So one thing led to another. And then you came up with a different idea.
Yeah, because there's nothing more celebratory to me than an eagle screech. And my button got taken away from me. But I say, let it rip just once! Caw, ladies! Congratulations. Way to go, Cedar Rapids.
So, we told you yesterday that at 3 o'clock on the dot today, we wanted everyone to go outside, leave your desk for like 30 seconds, go out the door, and yell, Caw! And that's it. And like, if you knew, you knew. And if you didn't, well, sorry, you were out of the joke, you know.
It's not too late. Is it still 3 o'clock technically? Who cares? Get out there and let her rip.
And then we said, if you took a video, tag at Z102.9, tag the mayor, tag the city of Cedar Rapids. They would have no idea, but we would know.
And we do know. We're going to have a video of us doing it on Facebook.
Yes, we will.
It's not too late to join the party, okay?
No. Go out there. Caw.
Give them one good caw. I got the stamp of approval, the seal of the deal. I don't know. The official pat on the back from neighbor man. He liked my dessert.
She didn't care about me. No.
No. Well, because
when you've been friends for so long, you could care less what they have to say. You care more about like their significant other.
Well, yes. And not to dog on your taste, but I'm like, if it's covered in chocolate, you're probably going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of like a dog, and they eat anything. They eat their own, like, poo, you know?
Well,
I don't eat my own. I want to make that clear.
Sure. Thanks for clarifying. I made these desserts, and if I have extras, I always try to bring some in to get them out of my house, and you always want to try them. And I made one last weekend, and I was like, I am so excited to share with you, Destiny. However, I don't care about your opinion. I care about neighbor man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He has like some experience making fancy pastries and such. So I needed him to try it and give me feedback. And I received a voice message last night. Shocked at first that it was neighbor man. I'm like, who is this? My phone.
Who hacked Destiny's phone?
That's what I thought at first. But he was praising my dessert.
He loved it. He was using a lot of words I can't say on the radio for obvious reasons.
I did it.
But he did love your dessert. He was very proud of you.
Either he was being honest or you guys are lying and this is a plot for me to just keep giving you more dessert because I'm so excited about it.
Well, obviously the plot is to always get you to give us more dessert.
Okay. As long as he liked it, then
I
don't care.
He did.
Okay.
I swear.
Do you swear?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Might be a little early on this one, but I foresee a trend coming our way. And I'm so sorry to the men out there. I'm putting you on blast, okay? Because we all know you'd be spending a lot of time sitting on the toilet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody you ask, there's a man in their life that they're like, yep, you never know. It's going to be like 25 minutes of them just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a TikTok user who she was currently in labor. Okay. She's in a hospital bed and she's doing like a vlog saying, I am currently in labor. My husband just informed me that he needs to go do some business in the bathroom. Okay. She's like, I'm going to time him and I'm going to see how long it takes for him to do that business, the number two, okay? And then I'm going to time how long it takes me to push a baby out and see which one happens faster. So he goes, luckily, these aren't happening at the same time, by the way.
Oh my
gosh,
he
was not missing the arrival of their baby. He does what he needs to do. She timed him at 11 minutes and 18 seconds. She then shares that she started pushing for baby at 5:13. Baby was delivered at 5:20, meaning
7 minutes.
7 minutes. About half the time that it took for him to do what he needed to do. And people in the comments are like, girl, that he did 11 minutes because you were at the hospital. If he was at home, it would have been 30.
It would have been longer. You're right.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I feel like this now needs to translate in other things. Can I make a dinner in the time that he's on the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Can I, run a mile?
Can I run a marathon?
Well, that would be... You should go to the doctor if that's the case.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I could have had $1 million sitting on my kitchen table last night, and I would have never noticed it because I was running through the house with my head cut off, having what felt like a panic attack because I couldn't find our cat, Luna.
Been there.
Let me kind of give you a backstory before I tell you what was going on is that I had gotten a text during the show yesterday about our eldest cat, Luna, that she was bleeding from a body part. Mm. You know, I don't want to say too much, but it's a sensitive area, right? For a woman.
Right.
And it's not normal for her to bleed from that area. And so I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. So I, as soon as the show was over, tried to rush home as fast as I could. I knew that she was supposed to be locked up in the laundry room to kind of keep her away from the other pets and just kind of contain the blood if she was still bleeding. Okay.
Yeah.
When I get home, laundry door room open. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good. She just grow thumbs
escaped.
And just like escaped. What happened? I couldn't find her in the laundry room. I don't see her anywhere. My next thought is she has to be in the bedroom because she loves being on her bed and she loves sleeping on my side where I'm always at. I run up there. She's nowhere to be found. I now can't find her anywhere. I'm running everywhere. Now, I know that people say that when pets are dying,
mm-hmm.
they always go in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had known earlier in the day that she was bleeding, right? And so I'm like, okay, she escaped from the room. Is she in hiding? Is this her final moments? Mm-hmm. I'm literally panicking. I eventually found her, but oh my God, not okay. I'm telling you, I threw things like you wouldn't believe.
I feel like I do this every morning. I'm not going to lie. And I'm glad that you found her. How did she get out of the laundry room?
That's all I can... Okay, neighbor man claims he shut the door to the laundry room. But he does the same thing because our little wiener dog is supposed to be locked up and not locked up, but in a kennel every day because he's a wiener dog. And if you know, they don't really have good bladders. And so he will have a mess all throughout the house if we don't. And so he always says he puts the wiener dog in the kennel and I'll come home and the wiener dog is not in a kennel. So he claims he put Luna in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever got put in the laundry room. The dude's got a forgetful brain.
Or you have like superpower pets.
I'm 99.9% positive that neighbor man just caught us. Cost us a vet bill that we didn't need.
they ain't cheap.
They're not. Yesterday, I got a text message from the show that says our eldest cat, Luna, was bleeding from, well, a body part down there. If you know, you know, right? And I'm like, oh, that's not good. Like, this can't be good at all. So he rushes her to the vet. They do all sorts of tests and scans and things like that. And at one point, when I was on the phone with him, he told me that they were like, are you sure she was bleeding down there?
Mm.
Because here's the thing. She actually has a very sensitive ear that she can, if she scratches it every once in a while, she'll cause it to bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. So they were like, are you sure you didn't maybe see, like, maybe the blood on the ground wasn't her ear that acts up every once in a while? And he goes, no, I swear. It wasn't the ear. Mm-hmm. He goes, run all the tests, do it all, do everything. I swear it wasn't the ear. They're like, okay, all right, all right, all right. Fast forward to this morning, she was fine all last night. Today she's fine. This morning he goes, you know what? I'm starting to regret taking her to the vet. I think she was fine. I may have jumped the gun. All right. Mm-hmm. I may have taken her to the vet and it might have been her ear the whole time. Here's the thing. That man gives all the other pets tough love. And like if they're acting a little off, he's like, let's just give it a day or two. You know, mm-hmm. let's see how they react before we take them to the vet because it's an expensive bill. But man, if it's his golden child, Luna, we take her to the vet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
It's the same in my house.
Really?
I only have two cats, and it's no secret that Toulouse is his favorite.
Uh-huh.
And same thing. If she's itching weird, he's like, oh, she's got to have allergies. And I'm like, dude, maybe she just has an itch. It's not that deep. Like, she's hairy. Of course she's itchy. But he thinks worst case scenario at all times. But when it comes to Romeo, he's like, nah, he'll slap be all right. Hey, get back out there. Walk it off.
Slaps Romeo on the butt. Get back out there, bud. You're going to be okay.
No, I think he literally said that exact thing yesterday, probably.
I was just telling you about how I think Daverman cost us a vet bill yesterday that we really didn't need
because mm-hmm.
it was his golden child, Luna. So he was like, I got to take her, you know? Any little thing that seems a little off, he's got to take her to the vet. This morning, he's like, well, but she did seem a little lethargic. Dude, she's a cat, okay?
And she's old.
She's old. So, yeah, she's lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect? That's what cats are. They sleep all day.
What? And if you Google, did he get on the Google machine? Because if you Google, like, why is my cat doing this? They're like, well, it could be because they're extremely happy and in love with you and think that you are their mom. Or it could think that they are sick and they are suffering and they are anxious mm-hmm. and they are going to murder you in your sleep. You never know what is real.
Does Google actually say that? It like they're dying and also they want to murder you? Because I don't doubt that for a cat.
I feel like the last thing I Googled about my cat was like, why is he tapping his tail at me? And it was like, he either really loves you or he really hates you. I'm like, okay.
It might murder you tonight.
That's actually super helpful. Thank you. I still don't know what the answer was.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Look at this. Our tree outside the window has beautiful little flowers on it.
Talking about the one with the birdhouse?
Yeah. They look like, okay, I'm stupid. I don't know what they are. They look like cherry blossoms to me. I know that's not what they are, but they look like them.
Is it a cherry blossom tree?
I don't think so.
You keep yapping over there.
Well, they are. They're like tiny, tiny little flowers, and they don't last very long. Most of the time, this tree looks like kind of dead.
Can we
throughout
have
the year.
Cherry blossom trees in Iowa?
I don't know. I thought that's what you were Googling over there. I'm
no,
stalling.
I was just looking up. cherry blossom trees are way better than what we got.
Okay, well, that I'm just saying the vibe
cherry
of it
blossom
is giving that because it's little flowers and they're white and they have like a pinkish Ooh. Center and red maroon leaves on it. I don't know what it is.
Well, when I looked up cherry blossom bush, I got something that kind of looks like it, but I don't think it's a tree because that thing should be way bigger than what it actually is. It's a bush.
I don't know what it is.
Anybody got tree knowledge? And do you listen to the show?
Is it even a tree or is it a bush?
Or is it a weed? Because you know
is
what?
Is it a weed? Sometimes weeds are the prettiest ones.
That's what I was literally going to say. I hate it when I find something so pretty and like people are like, oh, that's just a weed. Okay. Well, guess what? I find it pretty, so shut up.
Maybe I identify as a weed.
Thank you.
Many I think I'm ugly, and to the right ones, I'm a beautiful weed. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope that just made your day feel better.
We don't have to say anymore because that was beautiful.
If you're a weed,
thanks for listening to the show. We see you. We are you.
Yes.
Imagine you're celebrating your grad. All of their accomplishments over the last 18 years. With that comes maybe some pulled pork sandwiches.
Ooh. Taco bar.
Oh, a taco bar. Maybe the mints are so good.
Mm.
Cupcakes. party potatoes, might we add. Mm. And then in walks in grandma, grandpa, your Aunt Susie, some cousins. And then in the distance, you see those girls in the afternoon walking up too.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Your eyes do not deceive you. This could really happen because this graduation season, we want to celebrate with you and with your party potatoes. It's worth being celebrated. Dude, there's nothing like graduation party potatoes.
Yeah, we're seriously doing this for the party potatoes. But we're excited about your grad. And we want to celebrate them too. We're definitely coming with a card. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to snap some photos.
Take
and we're going to celebrate.
We'll do a little taste test while we're at it.
A little taste test. But if you've got a grad who's about to graduate this month, next month, and you got a party, we want to know about it.
We got to know where it's happening because we don't know anything. You got to tell us who your grad is, a little bit about them, where they're graduating from, where you're having the party and when, and then any other extra details. This is your chance to brag on your grad for all, 18 years of accomplishments.
That's a lot of years.
So you can submit your party for a chance for those girls in the afternoon to show up and crash it at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app.
And we might just be there. And if we show up, we're definitely eating some food.
Well, yeah, I think we made that pretty clear. I said party potatoes 8 times in the last 10 seconds. After years and years of forcing my boyfriend Curly into watching the dumbest reality dating TV shows, it's finally coming around and he is threatening to put me through the Marvel movies. And I mean, is it due time now? Probably, because he's been a really great sport about all of the dumb shows that I watch. But he texted me earlier that there's some sort of streaming deal, of course. If you bundle this, and that, then you get a better deal or whatever. And he's like, oh, I think I'm going to do it because then I can make you watch Marvel finally. He so badly wants me to get into the Marvel movies. And I don't know what it is. It's just not something I've ever like really truly been interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never given it a try. But I feel like I may have no way out at this point.
I grew up with a Marvel dad, so I can tell you, you're about to have the time of your life.
Really?
You are. There are three reasons why I think you're about to have the time of your life.
There's so many movies.
There are. So good luck. You're going to have something to watch every Friday night every night, depending on what you want to do. I think you should do Friday nights. I think that would
I can't do it every night.
So Friday nights. Okay. Friday night, Marvel night. I don't know. Something. See. Or Monday Marvel. I don't know.
Oh.
Monday Marvel. Mm-hmm. Marvel Monday. Something like that. But three reasons why I think Marvel is a really good idea is, one, it's actually really funny. So, for instance, Iron Man is one of my favorites because I just think it's really, really funny, especially Robert Downey Jr. can be really, really funny in his acting. And I can't remember the female actor that is his assistant, but those two are hilarious together. I think Guardians of the Galaxy is really, really funny. Especially the Groot. Oh, I think you're going to fall in love with Groot. So I just think you're going to have really a good time with how funny just Marvel is in general. I think you think it's just like superheroes and boring, but they have a lot of funny lines.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they do. And then there are two things that you have to just kind of keep out for.
Okay.
And you get to it's almost like, you know how Taylor Swift has Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Marvel has the same thing.
Okay.
Hear me out. What sucks for you is that it's really fun to go see them in the movie theaters because you always stay till the very end because there's like a thing after the credits.
Oh.
That tells you basically if there's going to be like a second movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still watch those because it gets you into like Iron Man 2. After you watch Iron Man 1, you should watch the ending scene after the credits because it will lead you into Iron Man 2. So those are the fun things, too. Just get through the credits. Now, because they're on like streaming service, you can fast forward through it versus if you're in the movie theater. But another thing is Stan Lee created Marvel. God, I sound like a nerd. I love it.
I'm like actually shocked at how nerdy you are right now.
I know. Stanley created the Marvel universe, and then he died several years ago. But when he created Marvel, right? And correct me if I'm wrong about anything, but he created like the comics or whatever. He would always make like a little, like he would be in a scene. Some sort of way.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it. In,
like a cameo?
That's what it is. He would make a cameo in every single movie. And so you would, what was fun as a kid is, for me, I didn't really care much about the superheroes. It was just like, okay, where's Stanley going to show up in Iron Man? Or where's Stanley going to show up in Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. That's what I was looking forward to, is to find Stanley. Now he's passed, R.I.P. But they still find ways to bring in Stanley.
Okay.
Which is cool. So now that's your two things that you can look for, is where is Stanley?
I don't know what he looks like.
Look up Stanley.
Okay.
He's an old man.
Yeah.
But just look for it. It's fun. Nah, see, look at that. God, you make me want to watch Marvel again.
You want to come over tonight?
Yeah.
I'll just head out.
Can I date Carly?
I'll leave the two to you to it.
I know when Neighbor Man plans on proposing.
Here we are again. Didn't you say that exact sentence yesterday?
I did. But I was getting some tea out of him. You really got to get the man on a treadmill, and then he just starts talking.
Interesting.
Like, couldn't get his mouth to stop yapping. Like, it was almost to the point that I'm like, okay, you might want to stop, because you're almost going to say too much. But somehow we started talking about finances and like where the money was going.
You know, treadmill activities.
He'd be doing that kind of thing on the treadmill. And he was telling me that some money had come out to pay for the photographer for the proposal.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I'm like, oh, well, if that's happening, it must mean it's coming soon. And he goes, well, not quite. We're still a couple more months out. So,
oh, wow.
The timeline is still a couple months out. So it's not this weekend. It's not next. We're still a couple months out.
Okay.
That's all I know. But I said to him, I go, all right, well, if it's still a couple months out, I mean, like, do you plan at all to tell Taylor? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I know that woman would not tell me a single detail.
Oh, I can lock it down, you know.
I know. Because I'm like, she is so trustworthy. And she wouldn't tell me, even if I paid her $1 million.
Oh, I'm made out of stone in general.
Uh-huh. She wouldn't tell me. And he goes, you know what? Yeah, I would tell her. I would tell her. But I don't plan on telling her until we get a little bit closer.
Mm.
Just because I want to protect it at all costs. Mm. And I am afraid for some accidental slip ups.
Mm.
But he does plan on telling you when we get a little bit closer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about slipping up. I would be worried about how much you would annoy me.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think if this is going to be the deal, I'll lock it down, like I said. Ain't nobody need to worry about me accidentally saying something or dropping a hint or whatever. But in return, he can't tell you that he's telling me, is what I'll ask.
Okay.
I don't want you to know that I know.
Yeah, because I'm going to go crazy mode.
I hear that you go home and cry to him every night. Why don't you love me? When will it happen? Please, is it tomorrow? I can't.
No, okay.
I don't have the ring, so you can't bully me for the ring.
I will. I'll tell him that he can't tell me that he's told you. I will tell you something else he told me.
Can he? I still want him to write me a letter. I want to receive it via snail mail. I think that's fun.
I'll tell him that.
Non-traceable.
I'll tell him that he has to write you a snail mail. There was something else he told me.
Oh.
I said, do you plan on having Taylor that day?
Oh.
Like,
do I need to be there?
What? I'm like, are you going to invite her? And he goes, okay, don't get greedy, Taylor. You already are efficient. You don't need to be there that day.
I mean, like, I'll be where I'm requested, I suppose. Like, do you want me to stand in between you guys? So what do you want me to do?
You're like, I didn't even ask to be invited, so why did you say my name?
I mean, like, I'll pop out of the ring box. Finally!
We were not expecting to get a phone call from...
Hi, Destiny and Taylor. It's me, the whizzing sauna bandit.
But that's who we got a voicemail from last night.
Now, if you're like, who the heck is the whizzing sauna bandit? We got to catch you up before we get into that entire phone call, and it is juicy.
Mm-hmm. So, I had started a new gym, and at my new gym, there's a sauna, and I had noticed that inside the sauna is a sign that tells you to not pour water or drinks or things on the rocks that heat up the sauna.
Yeah, it'll ruin it.
And at the bottom of the sign, it tells you to also stop urinating on the rocks,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was funny because, well, the saunas are divided. We've got one in the girls' bathroom and one in the boys' bathroom. And I'm like, how are we urinating on the rocks?
My interest is beyond been piqued by this entire thing. Who had the urge? How are you doing it? Is it something that happened before?
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign. What's going on?
And the sign also says if this continues to happen, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
So apparently this is a problem. The next day I go to the gym, sign's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, is there a whizzing sauna bandit who's hearing us talk about it and doesn't want us talking about it anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on to you.
That's when we show up to work today and we got told by our boss, you guys have a voicemail on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to hide identities, we did promise yesterday that we were going to tone things down so that nobody would catch on to who this is.
If you are going to call us, then we're going to put a disguise on your voice. So we'll do our due diligence.
So here's the voicemail we got from what we believe is the whizzing sauna bandit.
Hi, Destiny and Taylor. It's me, the whizzing sauna bandit. You've caught on to me in my evil games. But please, let me explain myself. I was so sick and tired of growing up with five brothers and seeing the joy that they had any time that they could just whip it out and pee on the snow and watch the snow steam. I was jealous. I wanted steam of my own. I never thought I would experience that joy until one day, walking into your gym, I sat down in that sauna and laid my eyes on the sauna rocks and thought, oh, I'm gonna pee on those. Let me tell you, Destiny and Taylor, the sizzle sound that it makes the minute you pee on those sauna rocks is an ASMR sound so satisfying that you won't throw judgment on my evil doings. Also, have you been to the women's restroom at that gym? Ugh. Trust me, ladies, the sauna rocks, that's the place to pee. Until I strike again.
I got dumped last night.
Well, you would be in shambles.
There would be. I would not be here for the show if I was dumped by neighbor man.
But right.
I did get dumped by my dentist.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to schedule and reschedule my a cleaning appointment. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just like every time they give me a date. I love that they text me, by the way. Thank God we don't have to talk over the phone.
That's
right?
The best.
Ugh. Every time they try to give me a new date, it's not working out. Finally, we land on a date. And then they're like, all of a sudden, hey, is this still your insurance? I'm like, well, that's a strange question to ask, but yeah. And they go, we're not in service with them anymore.
Oh, my God.
Which, I mean, I could go to them, but if you want your insurance to work.
That's, yeah, kind of the point.
I gotta pick a new dentist, which, you know how this is going to work. It's going to take me 6 to 8 business months to finally get around to it.
I know the feeling.
Because you have to Google search and search and search to figure out who actually is in service with your stupid insurance, right?
And then you got to go, and then they got to get up in that mouth. No. And you're like, do I like you?
Well, before you even can get to that, you have to finally call. And then they're like, yeah, we're not accepting anybody new. So then you got to call another one. And you got to call another one. Then you can get into letting them get into your mouth. And you have, that's even if you like them.
Right, that's the problem.
I just started to like my girl.
Isn't that the worst?
Ugh. We were like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to my sister?
You got abandoned.
I did.
Left behind. Not even a phone call, just a text. You got dumped over text.
I know, that's so middle school. What the heck?
Very depressing.
No flowers or anything. Not even a card. Anyway, so now I need a new dentist.
Good luck on the hunt.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you imagine getting into legal trouble for wearing a wedding dress to your wedding?
I mean, at this point, I'll probably have something like that happen to me.
Dear Lord. Well, don't manifest that.
Well, I get myself in a lot of trouble.
Okay,
so.
Well, I'm not, this is hopefully not about you. This is about a wedding gown designer by the name of Haley Page. Haley Page was just recently on Khloe Kardashian's podcast and talked about this insane, like, legal battle she's been in for the last couple of years. You may know, and I'm surprised you have not had a twinkle in your eye, Haley Page is featured a lot on Say Yes to the Dress, or she was in past seasons as one of their, like, go-to designers.
The only thing that, when you just said that name, that maybe it sounded familiar, did she recently launch a Taylor Swift dress or something?
I don't think so, because she's not allowed to make dresses at the moment, and
really?
We'll get there.
Oh,
so,
then no, I have no idea.
Long story short, and not to get into like a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo, because I don't really understand that either. Haley Page, she's a young wedding designer, and she lost the rights to design dresses under her own name and control of her own social media accounts because it's Haley Page Bridal. That is her name.
Okay.
She has actually gotten into it with her then employer, because Haley Page is her brand, but that was owned by JLM Couture. And they felt that Paige was violating a non-compete agreement, that she was posting social media content that didn't align with their brand, and that she was promoting other companies without their permission. So she got sued, and they took her entire identity. I guess that's one of the negatives to using your own name for your brand, I guess. So keep that in mind. Paige, I guess, allegedly signed her contract with this company at 25 years old, and she did not have legal counsel with her, which means there's some things that got snuck into that contract. Ugh. That a young 25-year-old, I wouldn't know. Yeah. I don't blame her at all. So it said that if she violated their contract, that they could take everything. They would take her name, and they would continue to use it, and they'll hire a new designer to work and create dresses under the Haley Page name, and she can't do anything about it. And that's what happened in the last couple of years. So she was not able to use her birth name in anything. She didn't have her social media accounts. All in this time, she was engaged.
Mm.
So in this time, she's like, I don't think I can wear a wedding dress without it being seen as a violation of my non-compete, especially if there's videos of the ceremony and she says, I, Haley Page, I do take you, and she's in a wedding dress, then is she going to get sued again? It's the most insane thing. And to this day, she still cannot.
When does she get out of it?
Well, they've settled. So she has control of her social media accounts and stuff. And it sounds like she's going into the shoe designing world, but she can't design wedding dresses.
Has she gotten married?
I think when she was on Khloe's podcast, she said it's been 7 years of them being engaged and they haven't gotten around to it.
Okay, well then here's what you do. You do a colored wedding dress.
Oh, like, and then say it's a prom dress or something?
It's a prom dress.
Yeah.
It's not a wedding dress.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a prom dress. What's you to say that that's a wedding dress? I'm wearing a prom dress.
I don't know. Do you think that'll uphold in the court of law?
I'm not a lawyer, but I would like to say that.
Well, good idea.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Don't worry about sending your significant other nudes, guys. There's something better you could be sending.
Okay.
And that is a link to a song.
Okay.
Hear me out. Well, you know,
the apples are not oranges.
I know. And you really got to hear me out, because this is actually coming from one of my favorite divorce lawyers. And I know what you're...
one of my personal faves.
I know what you're thinking. Why the heck is she listening and watching a divorce lawyer? She's not even married. And what are you manifesting? I don't even know why this guy always pops up on my FYP. His name's James Sexton.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think he's hot and he's older. I'm really into him, but he also has a lot of knowledge, okay? And he was talking about like how you can continue to have that spark in the relationship and like bring it back or something like
that.
Yeah,
if you feel like the spark is fading, like what are those things that you can do to bring it back? As a divorce lawyer, you would think he sees those, like the dwindling spark. How do you avoid that?
Yeah, and his advice to his buddies is to... don't send the nudes, you know, stop doing that. But what you can do for your significant other is instead, if you hear a song at like a coffee shop and it makes you think of your girly pop or your significant other, send them a link to that song and be like, hey, you know, I was getting coffee today and I heard, I don't know, Yukon by Justin Bieber, and it made me think of you. Send them that link. And that's equivalent to a nude. And immediately when I heard him say that, I was like, actually, yeah, I don't want that nude. I want that song because it makes me feel so special that you took 2 seconds in your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me that link to that song, or you told me that song made me that song made you think of me. What? You hate it?
I hate it.
What, you would rather have a nude?
I hate it all. I hate it all. See, I was watching this video, and I get it. And maybe I'm not in the place where I'm like, God, my relationship is just hanging by a thread. And thank God I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for ways to like bring back the spark. I think it's cringe. I hate it.
Mean?
I think both are cringe. I'm like, can't we just be normal?
Oh, I would. What?
I hate it.
Ugh.
This whole video of him, and maybe it is really helpful to some people, but the whole video, I was playing it in front of my boyfriend Curly last night on the couch, and I look over and he is just rolling his eyes because he's
really?
Like, ladies, you could leave a note for your man. Like if he, I don't know, unloads the dishwasher, you could say, oh, my big strong man. He said that. Okay. Oh, my big strong man unloaded the dishwasher. And he goes,
I did cringe at that.
I swear to God, if you leave me a note that says my big strong man, we will hire him as a divorce lawyer. It's over.
If you're driving late at night and it's a little dark outside and you notice the cop ahead of you, his lights are not on, are you allowed to flash them or...
Flash their lights. Not just flash them. We're not just flash.
Well, that, if you flash them, you're definitely going to get arrested.
Yikes!
But if you flash your lights at them, like you normally would for other cars,
mm-hmm.
right? To like, hey, buddy, you might want to turn your lights on. It's getting a little dark out. Are the cops going to get arrest you or like are you going to like I don't know get a ticket of some sort like oh, I'd like to know because last night it was a little dark outside and I had noticed shout out City Rapids Police one of your officers didn't have their lights on and I thought about flashing them I really did but then I was like I got a clean slate you know like to keep it that way
right well because it's like very much coming from a place of I'm trying to help you out
yeah I want
when it comes
them
to
them.
A different
yeah.
person you're like I don't want I would want someone to tell me
right
because
right.
I don't want to get pulled over I don't want you to get pulled over and get a ticket because
right.
that's so silly it's just one little switch
yeah I don't want her I don't want him to get hurt I want to protect him right
but what do you do when it's the cop's the one that is pulling people over
I don't
for not having lights on
right I don't want him to think I was being rude and I'm just like
right.
hey you know like I don't know just,
what do you do
I don't know.
I don't know what I would do. I've never been in that situation.
So I didn't do anything. I just kept driving.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
I did not flash him with my goods, and I didn't flash him with my lights.
I Googled, because that's what I know how to do. I don't know what the answer is. I Googled, will I get in trouble for flashing my lights at a cop? And there's a lot that I didn't know. Okay, so apparently, I think of when you flash your lights at somebody, it's to tell them, hey, your lights are off. Dog, turn them on so you don't get pulled over. But some people apparently do that to warn others of cops being around. News to me. Well, apparently, that is protected under the First Amendment as free speech. They can't,
Shut
you can't
up.
Get arrested
Shut
for that.
Up.
Okay.
Because I've always wanted to do that, but I didn't want a cop to see me doing that and then be like, dude, you can't out me like that.
According to Google, it's protected.
What?
So,
Tea.
With that, so then I did a little more information. Like, we're flashing the lights at the cop because they don't have their lights on. We're trying to help them and be safe. It's unlikely to face legal penalties unless you're doing it like aggressive, like if you're harassing them or something.
I was like really flashing them.
Yeah, you're like now it's becoming a safety hazard. So I guess you could probably do it and you would assume that they would take it the right way. Like, why are you flashing your lights? Oh, my headlights are out. Oopsie.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, now I'm just going to be flashing everybody to let them know there's a police officer, like, you know, checking for speeds. Because I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know either. I didn't know people did do that. I've been thinking that my lights are off.
No, they're trying to tell you, hey, stop. There's a guy back here. He's checking your speed. Girl, they're trying to protect you.
It hasn't been working.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
When you were buying a new car, or maybe if you're buying a new car right now, what is something that you are like, if it doesn't have this, I'm not buying it, okay? No ifs, ands, or buts. That could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. 33% of people won't buy a car without this feature. What is it?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
33% of people won't buy a car without this feature. What is it?
Well, it's like if you're spending that much money, it's got to have that thing that you want.
Uh-huh. Well, and you and I both came from cars that were like run down.
Rickety.
Like from, what's that one TV show where they would drive the cars with their feet?
The Flintstones.
Yes. It was like that. Okay? It was. It was so bad that, you know, for us, there was a lot of things that we were like, okay, our new cars have to have this.
The bottom must hold itself up. I cannot have it zip tied together. That's a real story.
That's serious for her across the room.
I have evolved. Don't worry. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You seen the prices on these cars these days? It ain't cheap.
No.
And so I'm like, if I'm going to spend almost like a house payment on a car, all right? Or a down payment at that point. I'm going to get what I want, okay?
Yeah, you got to make sure you're getting all the features and things that you need and you want.
We're talking about that with tonight's trivia question. 33% of people won't buy a car without this feature. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 0606 said a backup camera.
Oh my God. I remember a meeting, no joke, like a year or so ago. Because I was driving an older car and I got laughed at here because they were like, oh, everybody has a backup camera. And I'm like, not me. I can't afford a car like that. Sorry. But like, I made fun of for not having a backup camera.
I didn't. And up until the car that I have now does have a backup camera. But can I be honest? I don't trust it.
What?
My boyfriend Curly always yelling at me saying, why don't you use your backup camera? I'm like, because I think I went so long without it that it's not like you've had yours for five years and I'm happy for you. I don't trust it.
Mine doesn't beep, and I wish it would, because I think mine shows everything, but it's like, whatever, I'm going to show you it, but you might hit it.
Good luck.
Loser. 96. I got to read better. 9683 said cruise control. That is a luxury.
I feel that. As somebody that commutes, well, and you do too, on
a lot.
380 every single day, I need that. I need that in my life.
Yeah, because I ain't getting that speeding ticket.
I was just going to say, I'd probably be in a lot more trouble more often.
Yeah, they got cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Chrissy said heated seats / wheel.
That's the thing I want to get is the wheel.
I feel like if you live in a place like Iowa.
You have to.
Yeah, it's.
What else do they heat?
I feel like, you know what? Of all the things my crappy old car had was heated and cooling cup holders. I don't think they worked, but the idea was there.
Good thought,
nothing
car,
in
good
that thought. Car worked, but it was cool that it
oh
was
my God,
an option.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be nice. My non-negotiable for a while was a sunroof, and I have one now. It doesn't go back. I think it's just there for the aesthetic. And now because it doesn't go back, I've told myself the next car, it's not going to have a sunroof. It doesn't matter. I don't need it.
I wish there was toe warmers. I wish, because you know sometimes it's just freezing down there. And I wish that there was little sleeves I could tuck my dogs into.
Yes.
Like a little easy bake oven.
A toaster too. I don't know.
Toaster.
Okay.
I'm calling Honda.
But I was thinking for a hot dog too.
Oh. That's gross and probably unsanitary.
I just want something to eat. 33% of people won't buy a car without this feature. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
33% of people won't buy a car without this feature. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
heated seats. It's a non-negotiable.
as I like to say, the bun warmer. That was one thing. I mean, when I got the car that I have now, I was pretty much like, as long as it doesn't sound like I'm going to combust driving this thing, I'm cool with it. But the one thing that I was like, I really would be willing to splurge a little extra on heated seats, because I need them. I need the buns to be warmed. Most months out of the year, too.
I know. I'll have mine on even in the summertime. Don't care.
I don't know. It feels nice. It's comforting. It's a need. I can't go without it.
I think the next splurge I'll do next time, which is kind of close to what I would say, is I want heated steering wheel.
Yeah. One of the vehicles here at the radio station has it. And God, is it bougie when you drive that thing. I kind of like when it feels like it's melting my fingertips.
I know.
Oh, it feels good.
I love when it's so hot. You're like, oh, I almost don't want to touch it. But you do. Oh, you do.
What's weird is, like, I know what you're talking about, but I think we sound crazy saying that.
We do.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.